We'll give you the whole guts of it. Take it from the beginning. Okay, a person comes along to a meeting like this, and then they are told that you've got to struggle against your body, you've got to struggle against your negativities. Well, you start and struggle against your negativities, and we'll just take something simple, like we'll say greed. You struggle against greed, and you carry on struggling against greed, and you find that instead of being as greedy as you were, you become less greedy. Then it means to say that when you first heard about greed and saw greed, you had an idea of yourself that you were greedy. Then you've worked on yourself for a length of time, and you get an idea of yourself that I'm less greedy. That means to say that it is a better ego from that point of view, you see? So you have really, in that point, you haven't overcome greed. Note that I said you become less greedy. So then, if that greed was your chief feature, then what would happen is that one of the other ones might pop up, well, would pop up if you knocked it down sufficiently, and then you might end up with selfishness as your chief feature next. You work upon that, and you become less selfish. Now, if you just did that without this work or some third force going in you, what would happen to you is that you'd become a quite strong person after a number of years of doing that. But if you had this work, which is a part of the sun, the third force of the sun, if you had this work come in at the same time, unbeknown to yourself, you would have been doing certain voluntary suffering and going against your greed. You see, because instead of taking all the cakes, you started leaving a few, and it was a bit of a battle for you. So you set up a vibration in yourself. Now that vibration on its own would just make you into a stronger person. But if you had this third force of the God coming through you in the way of this work as your third force in this particular area of your life, what would then happen would be that it would, without you knowing anything about it, turn your suffering into a food to feed your own spirit. Now, this would all go on without you knowing anything about it whatsoever, because you would be too unconscious in this area. But nevertheless, it would go on. And if a person keeps that going like that for a number of years, using the work as their third force all the time, that's where they build up their spirit, and that's the whole thing. Now that's the guts of it. So what I tell people to do is to say that you firstly got to try and make your body obedient, so you struggle against your body, because all these desires and that are going to come from the body. So you struggle against the body, and you could then become passive to the spirit, because the spirit, unbeknown to you, would have been fed all the time. And it would have then, you'd have two strong parts in yourself. You'd have your name part, your three brains strong, and you'd have your spirit strong.